Davar be'itar not toiv. So last week, we mentioned a ha'or nifla that's mentioned in the Chumash Agra in Parshas Boy, on the pasuk achidish azel lachem roish chadashim rishon hu lachem lachot she'yashan. And it's brought that the Goyin said that the halacha is you're not allowed to fast on Chodesh Nisan. It's a yontif to gechodesh, and as a result, you're not allowed to fast on Chodesh Nisan. However, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, counterintuitively, you are allowed to fast. And the reason is, Shaboy Mesu, Nodav Avil. So ordinarily, you're allowed to fast. Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. Chodesh Nisan is just the opposite. Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to fast, but on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're allowed to fast. So the Goyin said, Lekam Midi, Delay Remiza Bay Raisa. The pasuk says, HaChodesh Hazeh, referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Lochem Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lochem Lochot She'ashan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. This Chodesh, the month of Nisan, is Rosh Chodashim. It's treated like Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. So HaChodesh Hazeh, on this month, you're not allowed to fast. But Rishon Hu Lochem, as it relates to Rosh Chodesh, that's Lochot She'ashan, and that's treated like a regular day. A regular day, you're allowed to fast over here, you're not going to be allowed to fast. And at the time, we spoke out that you see from here an Oymek, and that is that Rosh Chodesh Nisan has a shaychus to Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, Chodesh Nisan, the whole month, has a Rosh Chodesh de Ge'or. It has a Rosh Chodesh de Ge'kedusha. Right? When the Goyin says something, it's not just a melitza. There's an oymek. There's a pinimius. HaChodesh HaZalochem, the entire month of Nisan, is Rosh Chodesh. We spoke a little bit about what that inyan is. Rosh Chodesh is Keneged David Malka Meshicha. That's why we're Mekadosh. The Chodesh, we say, Dovah Melech Yisrael, Chai Dekayim, the Makar Tesudas Rosh Chodesh, is the Haftarah of Macha Chodesh, which was David and Yehoinesin, and Shal HaMelech. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that the Gimel Regalim HaKineged Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, say Shtei in Tur and Omfang Hilchas Pesach, and Rosh Chodesh is Kineged David HaMelech, that means the Oyer of Rosh Chodesh is the Oyer of Geula, it's the Oyer of David Malka Meshicha, which is the Oyer of Chodesh Nisan, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidon Nigal, we've spoken for Rab Tzadik and Rasisei Laila, that was really that we already mentioned. Now this Zvart that's mentioned, the Chumash Agra, is brought down, B'Shem V'Gra, and it comes from a Sefer called Mishkanos Yisra. Now, I didn't know who the Mishkanos Yisrael was, and as a result, I didn't even mention that this Zvar comes from a Sefer Mishkanos Yisrael. But I was speaking to Yedidi, Rav Moshe Shlomiak, and he told me a little bit about who this Yid, the Baal Mishkanos Yisrael, was. So, the Mechaber of the Sefer Mishkanos Yisrael was a Goyin whose name was Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda ben Rabbi Yosef, Sefsois of Yehuda, voice Bekever. Since name was Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz, he was a Talmud of the Prishbarg Yeshiva. So he learned the Prishbarg by the Das Sofer, Rabbi Akiva Sofer. He was the last Rav of Prishbarg before the war. And he learned in the Yeshiva for many, many years. He later became a Rav in Germany, in Hessen, Germany. He survived the Holocaust. He was actually in the United States for a short period of time. He was a Rav in Chicago, eventually went to Eretz Yisrael, and he was Holach Loi Lomoi. At the end of his life, he was a Rav in Manchester. But either way, he wrote a Sefer called Mishkanos Yisrael. It was written by Teich Ksaviyad many years after he passed away. And the Sefer is Moli V'Gadish Teiris Prishbarg, Teiris Chassam Sofer. In fact, whenever he quotes the Chassam Sofer, I'll just give you one excerpt. Stop, it's a random shtickle. It's not even the vart, that's the point. It's just the way he refers to the Chassam Sofer. Matzasi, the Chedushei Rabin Shel Kol B'nei Agoyla, Kedushas Chassam Sofer, Tzchusa Yogan Aleinu. Then at the end, after he brings the shtickle, he says, Ad kan dvorav ha-kdoishim mesukim mitvash v'noifes sufim, Tzchusa Yagodo Yamid Lonu, Omen Kein Yehiratz. This is the way he refers to the Chassam Sofer throughout the Sefer. It was a real, real Prishbarga Talmud. But either way, so this Vart that's brought down Hashem the Goyin, it comes from the Sefer Mishkanos Yisrael. It's in his Chedushim on Parshas HaChodesh. This is the Makar to this Vart. Either way, so Rav Moshe Shlomiak told me that every year Parshas Maaseh, he says over a Vart from this Yid, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz. It's mamish not negeya what we're doing right now, but just as a hakdama to bring out who this Mechaber was. So there's a Vart that he wrote in Parshas Maaseh, which in the words of Rav Moshe Shlomiak, he said, it's mamish baruch HaKadosh, that a Yid should be able to mechaven to say azap pshat in an inyan shekvar doshu beiravin, to be mechaven to Teres Emes Lamito, the Shechina had to be Shoyer. So what's this Vart? So we know that In Parshas Ba'aloyscha, in the middle of the Masois, there's Nun Hafuchos. Va'ibin Saya Oren, Uvenucha Yoimar, and they're surrounded by Nun Hafuchos. What exactly are these Nun Hafuchos? So over the years, we've spoken out the truth in the Neid Behuda with the Marshal, Dvar Matikin, the Zoya Kodesh, Ve'in Kanamok of Lahara. Fascinating, fascinating topic. Mesech the Shabbos, Perik Kol Kisve, Daf Kuf Tez Nayin Amar Aleph. But either way, the Kashni, but the Gemara says that there are Nun Hafuchos, and the reason there are Nun Hafuchos is to be mafsik bein Peronius leperonius. That says, if you look at the parasha right before the Nun Hafuchos, the Yidden are leaving Midbar Sinai. And when the Yidden left Midbar Sinai, they did something wrong. What did they do wrong? Chazal say they left Ketina Kabirech Mibes HaSefer. Where did they go? They went to Kivras HaTaiva, Shomnes Avu Taiva, the Asafsof, and over there, they were Mesoininim, right? They did another Avera, and it was Peronius. It was a terrible punishment that came. So to be Mavsik, Bein Peronius, the Peronius, so we put these Nun Hafuchos in the Torah because we don't want that the two Peronius should be next to each other. So to be Mavsik, we have this Nun Hafuchos. And the kash is, why Nuns and why Nun Hafuchos? So listen to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz. He said that we know that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they traveled Membeis Masois. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that the Membeis Masois that the Yidden traveled in the Midbar is connected the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Ben Membeis Oisis. So we know the Rishonim in different places talk about that one of the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made up of 42 Oisis. And the 42 Masois are Mechuvin to the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Membeis Oisis. That Shem of Membeis Oisis Kiyodua is the Rosh Tevis of the Tefillah on the Bekayach, right? It's mentioned in many of the Sedorim. On the Bekayach, Kiyodua, Simincha, Tatl, Tzrura, etc., etc., is 42 words, and the Rosh Tevis of those 42 words is the Rosh Tevis, are the letters of the Shem Membeis Oisius. Thus, haste, the Membeis Oisius are mechuvin to the Rosh Tevis of on the Bekayach. So Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz made a cheshbon. He said that the Yidden, when they arrived at Midbar Sinai, it was Masa Yud Beis. It was the 12th of their travels. Kivas HaTaiva was Masa Yud Gimel. Which means that the Lahafsik Bein Peronius LePeronius is to be Mafsik Bein Masa Yud Beis and Masa Yud Gimel. It says, if you look at Ana B'Koyach, the 12th word of Ana B'Koyach is Noira. Zagvenu Tareinu Noira. The 13th word of Ana B'Koyach is No. No Gibar Darsha Yud Chutcha. So he said that if Ana B'Koyach is the Shem Membeis Oisius, and the Membeis Oisius are mechuvin to the Membeis Masois, and the Lahavsik Bein Peronius LePeronius is Masiyud Beis and Masiyud Gimel with Barsina and Kibes HaTaiva. So it's mechuvin to which two Oisius? Noira and No, they're Nuns. That's why to be Mavsik between those two Masois, Voshtet and Torah, Nun Hafuchos. Because what did they do? They were Mahapich, these Nuns. That was the whole Pgam of what took place in those areas. And that's this. So Moshe Lamech said, I need to say something like this. Azad Dvar Emes. That's the Oymik. That's why the Nuns and that's why the Nun Hafuchos. Because it's made the Cheshvin of which two of the Masois it was and it's Mechuvin to Neira. No. Says every year Parshas Masai says it's over. So Dava Bitei Matoev. Just Poshet, the Sois of you, Dovevais Bekeve, the Schos of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Ben Rabbi Yosef. Just say one Ha'ar that's Negeya to the Agada. And that is, and the Agada Shal Pesach, we say, Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Loz ben Azai, Rabbi Yakiva, Rabbi Tarfin, Shoy Mesumim, Bivnei Brak. Vayim Mesapim, Bitzias, Mitzrayim, Koloisei, Alayla, Adsha, Bo, Talmideim, Va'omru lehem, Rabbi Yisenu, Yigiyas man kriyash mal shal shachas. Ve'ein, Hamikra, Azer, Oymer, Elu dir shuni. So he said as follows. He said that the Pasuk says in Parashat Vayichi, Yisachar chamor gorem, Roivetz, Bein ha-mishpesoy. He said Pshat Azai. The Gemara says in Masech Tzvoy Dazar Daf Hamid Beis. Lo Oilam Yosim Adam Atzmei Al Divrei Torah Kishor Lo Oil UKichamor Lo Masoi. A person is supposed to apply himself to Torah, like a shor does to its oil, and like a chamor does to his masoi. So he said Nir LeFarish. He heard for Rab Shimon Sofer, the Baal Micht of Sofer. So this was Chassam Sofer's son, Rab Shimon Sofer, who wrote the Petuchei Chosim, who was the Crook of Ruv. The Baal Micht of Soif says the Gemara says Masech Tis Brachas Tafid Gimel Amid Beis. The Rav once told Rav Chia lechazina le the Rebbe the Mekabel Olav Oil Malchus Shemayim. He says, you know, I never see Rebbe being Mekabel Olav Oil Malchus Shemayim. So Rav Chia told Rav back. He says that when Rebbe goes like this, when he takes his hand and he puts it over his eyes, that's when he's being Mekabel Olav Oil Malchus Shemayim. So Reb Shimon Sofer said, what's the oimek in this Gemara? So he said, what does it mean, oil malchus shemayim? It means that a yid has to take upon himself Torah, kishor la'oil. It has to be a yoke. Right? You ever see a shor schwitzing in the field? That's what Kabbalah's oil malchus shemayim is supposed to be. So the Talmidim of Rebbe said that we never saw Rebbe be mekabel all of oil malchus shemayim. Rebbe was on such a high madrega. He was on such a madrega rung. He had such a geschmack in Yiddishkeit. He says, I can't understand. How is it shaykh for Rebbe to be mekabel all of oil malchus shemayim? Who kumt it to shor la'oil? It doesn't make sense. Yeah, for someone that's not in a madrega, he's fighting an malchemes ayetz every minute of his life. So good, that's what it is. But Rav told Rav Chia, Rabbi Yudah Nossi is on such a madrega. Where does he come to Kabbalah's oil malchus shemayim? So he told them back, Amalei Bar Pachsi, B'shosh Hamavri Yodav Alponov, Mikabal Olam O Malcha Shamayim. When Rebbe says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And when it comes to Echad, he's Mechavin, Echad, the one world, and the Zion, and the Dalad Ruchos. But he also has to be Mechavin. You know what else he has to do? He has to know where to stop. Because the Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek Ein Darshan that Ein Darshan b'maisa bereishnis b'maisa merkava, a yid is not allowed to ask certain questions. Meaning you're allowed to ponder the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're allowed to try to understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But malafonim, malachir, malamala, malamata, there's certain places that you're not allowed to go. So he said that for Rebbe, who's hasog in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so great, for him to have to stop by Echad, for him to have to cover his eyes and not look farther. For him, you know what how hard that is? For him to have to say, Ad Khan, that's impossible. And that's where he's Makabal Oyo Malcha Shemayim. Avoida for Rebbe is not Oyo Malcha Shemayim. But it's stopping the Avoida. And it's putting a gvul. And it's saying that I can't go past that. That's where it's already a Bechin of Oyo Malcha Shemayim. He says, that's where he's being Makabal. So said Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz, Ziyei Shloimer, Yisachar is Chamor Garim. What does it mean is a Chamor Garim? And Nemtzich Salernin, he's Yeshevet Sachar. He goes and he steigs and he reaches Madregas and he goes Maila Maila. Or Bezok the Torah, that even though he's a Chamor Garim and he's going to go places, or Beroivet Spain HaMishpasayim. You have to make sure you stay within the Gvul. And you're not allowed to go too far. You have to be Mekabel Rebbe's Oyo Malcha Shemayim. This is something that you have to know, that there's a shear of Ad Kan. You're not allowed to go further with this. So he says a Dover Nifla. He says, the Pasuk says, Al Yetzei Ishmim Koyim B'Yoyim HaShvi. So Rashi says, "Chumis, the parashas b'shalach and the parashas of the month." What does it mean? Al yetsa ish mukayim b'yei mashvi, elu alpayim amish al tchum shabbos. It's referring to the tchum. Abzak Rashi of a beloyim in the first. It's not pshutay shal mikra. Why? She ain't tchum in elmu de resat. Rabbi Akiva holds tchum in zayraisa. Sometimes I'm hold that, but kipshutay tchum is only the rabbanah. The ikra shal mikra. What is the pshutay shal mikra? It's al loik de mon nemer. The ikra pasuk is talking about the loik de mon. Al yetsa ish mukayim b'yei mashvi, that the yidden that went to be malakat the mon, so they had a gvul where they were allowed to go. Abchazal. Darshan from here that this is an Indian of Tchum Shabbos. So he said, Ef Shaloimar, maybe the Pshat is that the Torah is saying, what is Tchum Shabbos? What's the Pnimius of Tchum Shabbos? He says, on Shabbos, a Yid gets a Neshama Yisera. And the Yisoid of the Neshama Yisera is, like the Ben Ezra says, like the Zohar Kaddish says, it's a Neshama that's able to be Masig Ruchnius in a way that a Yid can't be Masig the whole week. Yid can be mechadish Torah. There's certain things that a Yid can do with his Neshama Yisera, which he's not shaykh to the rest of the week. But that Neshama Yisera comes with a risk that maybe a person's going to take it a little bit too far. So the Torah says, Al Yetzei Ishmim Koyme B'Yem HaShvi, that I'm giving you a Neshama Yisera, and because of this Neshama Yisera, you have this nuclear option where you can go places. But there's a Gvul, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. They now let it go past this. And Al Yetzei Ishmim Koyme B'Yem HaShvi. So he touched up that Rashi says that the drush and the chazal of al yetzei ishmim koyim b'yei mashvi is what? Is Tchum Shabbos. Oh, but what's the ikra shel mikra? Al loik de mon nemar. As in, lo nitna teira elo lo oich le'amon. That a yid that's an oichel mon, so that yid who eats mon, who's an azam madrega, he eats lechem abirim, who knows where he's going to go with this? That's al yetzei ishmim koyim b'yei mashvi. You should know that there's a Tchum Shabbos. So listen to this dover niffle that he throws in the Derech Haga. He says, everyone knows the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga. The Gemara says that Rameyah had a Rebbe Elisha bar Avua. And we know the story, Acher. And Rameyah was once following Acher on Shabbos. And he was telling him, teach me Torah, teach me Torah. And they were talking and learning. And then Elisha bar Avua turns around and he tells Rameyah, he says, Rameyah, I made a cheshbin, right? With the Ikvei Asus, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to go weiter. So that's a story. Aganza Meitzner. But he said, what's the oimik? What's the premius over here? The premius is that Rebbe was, Rameir was talking to Elisha Barvu and learning. And he was going places that were not Shaykh. So Elisha Barvu turns to Rameir and he tells him, Ad kan tchum Shabbos. He says, you know what happened to me? I was one of the four that were nichnas to Pardes. And I went places where it's not so pashit, where it's very difficult to be Yotze B'Shalom. In fact, the only person that was Yotze B'Shalom was Rabbi Akiva. He was nichnas B'Shalom and he was Yotze B'Shalom. But Acher was Kitzei Tzpinatiyas because of what happened. But Al Koponim said, Elisha Baravua, Tera Meir, he says, you can't go past a certain place. And what was the moshel that he used? Ad kan tchum Shabbos, because that's the moshel of tchum Shabbos. Al yetzei ishmin koyim b'yoy mashvi. The oimik of tchum Shabbos is that there's a certain gvul. There's a certain place you're not allowed to go. You know, for most people, it's an asoyan to go. But for the tzaddikim, their neshamas were so gevalding and their hasaga was so not shayach. The neshoyan was to contain. The neshoyan was where not to go, not to allow yourself to drift, and not allow yourself to go places where you're going to stop pondering things that a yid is not allowed to ponder. So he said, Yesh loyme, that's what's going on in the Sagada. Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Velazman, Azar, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarvish, Rabbi Mesum, Rabbi Nebrak. For you, Mesapim, Biasis, Mitzrayim, Koloise, Allah. He says, you can imagine what was going on. These were the Yidden that knew Maisa Merkava, they knew Maisa Bereshis. This soidus of Yitzias Mitzrayim, all the Pneumias, I mean, you can just fathom what the Torah was. And the Madrega Niskova, the Gvoya Vel Yoina, that was permeating that room. And they were starting to go places. And as a result, the Talmidim came in. And what did they tell them? Rabbi Seinu, Higiyazma Kriyashma Shal Shachris. Now is the time to say Kriyashma. You have to take your hand. And you have to be Mekabel, the Oil Malcha Shemayim of Rebbe. You have to cover your eyes, because you're not allowed to go weiter than this. He says, that was the Oimek. He says, you have to be like Rebbe. You have to be Mekabel, all of Oil Malcha Shemayim. And for some people, being Mekabel, Oil Malcha Shemayim is... is to sit down and learn and to daven. Oh, but for these tzaddikim, oh Malch Shemayim, is to know where to stop. And that was the oimik. They would be mesaper b'tzias Mitzrayim kolosi alayla till the Talmidim had to come. And they said, Rabbi Seinu, Giz my Krishma shol Shachris, Ad kan tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to go weiter. Either way, this is Torah from Rabbi Yisroel Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Peretz. Zchusa Yogan Aleinu, Amen. Sif Soysav Yehuda, 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 Yehuda,